Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Master Pet Chef, Mickey Boisard. Hey, thanks for joining us today. I titled today's show, Get Out of Town, because I think with all of the social media we have online, that people get very confused about the tremendous amount of information on feeding and keeping a dog healthy. Periodically, I've checked into different pet blogs, and I've walked away with a really big headache from the arguing and bickering that goes on about what to feed a dog or a cat naturally. So I have a suggestion. Stop reading the blogs or watching the videos and just get out of town and see what's happening with your own eyes. So after this word from our sponsor, we're going to talk further about changing your scenery. We'll be right back with the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Be sure to tune in when Pet Life Radio goes live from Global Pet Expo, the world's largest annual pet products trade show. March 25th through the 27th, you can catch all the new products coming out for our pets before they even hit store shelves. From the latest in all-natural and eco-friendly products to the most elegant in pet pampering and high-tech innovations from companies all over the globe. It's at Global Pet Expo. Nearly 800 companies will be displaying new and exciting products to make time with our pets even better. Tune in March 25th through the 27th for everything Global Pet Expo.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to Win with Dogs. With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Win with Dogs.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I spend a whole lot of my time traveling. It's a favorite thing of mine, talking with anyone I can meet, particularly about their pets. And even if you don't leave this country and you just travel somewhere different in the United States, you can always find people who are not just blogging about their experiences, but actually doing them. Let's say, for example, you're going to California. You can hang out at the outdoor cafes and watch what people feed their dogs as they eat their lunch. Or go visit different pet boutiques in San Francisco and LA and San Diego and see what's selling compared to the big box pet stores. California is always ahead of the pet scene. Or if you're in New York City, talk with some of the people in Central Park who are exercising their dogs and ask them, hey, what are you feeding your pet? And what stores sell what nearby? Ask them how they keep a large mastiff healthy while living in a 20-store apartment building. That's pretty interesting. And I love to visit the heartland of America, the farmlands. No, not the big corporate-owned food production companies, but the small farmers, especially the organic farms. That's where you'll see dogs and cats really eating naturally. The farmers with the pasture-fed chickens and free-range cattle. And their pets get a piece of that natural action on a daily basis. And it might even surprise you to see what these pets do eat, mostly organ meats. And sometimes they're the mice and rat killers and actually eat those rodents in their daily diet. Or if you're on a vacation to Alaska, stop in and talk with some dog mushers, sled dog teams. You'll find those dogs eat lots of salmon. In Hawaii, you'll see the natural supplement for dogs. In Italy, people have fed their dogs garlic, fish, pasta for centuries. Fish is the most common protein. Cows are very expensive to raise. Organ meats are popular as food for pets in Europe and Asia, South America, particularly tripe. That's kind of scary for a lot of people here, but that's real common all over the world. And cheeses, that's a big part of a pet's diet in Switzerland and Denmark. Also, sardines are what gives the Norwegian dogs their sleek coats. And don't forget, if you're in Mexico, the dogs that do have homes are fed beans and rice and carne, menudo, and vegetables. So we'll continue with our topic on getting out of town right after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
This valuable information comes from your pet. There's nothing like a wagging tail or friendly paw to lift your mood. They're therapeutic and make us feel good. Studies show pets even reduce stress, prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and fight depression. So there you have it. Pets are a daily dose of good health and happiness. Pets add life. To learn more, visit petsaddlife.org.
How many pets is too many? Do you know somebody whose life is overwhelmed by their animals? Maybe we can help. We're looking for people to be in a new TV series about really large animal families. We can offer expert help, free resources, and the chance to tell their story. If you or someone you know owns a house full of animals, call us toll-free at 1-877-MY-8-PETS. That's 1-877-MY-8-PETS.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Hi, Hi, this is Marcy Davis and my service dog, Whistle, and we're your hosts of Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Working Like Dogs is the show where you can learn everything you ever wanted to know about working animals or working dogs. Whether you're a member of a working dog team, or you've just seen a working dog or animal out at the mall or the grocery store, and you're curious about how these amazing animals work with their human partners, then Working Like Dogs is the show for you. Join us for the inside scoop at Working Like Dogs on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. You know, I find that the people who are more open-minded about feeding their pets are the ones who do get out of town. One doesn't have to take an expensive vacation overseas to discover what the rest of the world is doing. Just go to the local organic farms or hang out somewhere where the local fishermen come in each afternoon with their boats brimming with fish and count how many cats show up for the leftovers. Sometimes our obsessiveness here in the United States keeps us paralyzed in fear when we focus on foods that a blog full of people say are bad for our pets. Most of these people have never been out of town or have ever fed their pets anything other than commercial kibble. It's usually the blind leading the blind. I find it's best to always learn from the real experts, the people working with their dogs side by side on the farms or in the shops or at the markets, and watching their pets thrive on real food that is offered locally. Here's a real food recipe for you that people around the world give their pets. It's called rice water. You can give it to your dog or your cat. I've seen people give it to both. Always use organic brown rice and put 1 cup of rice into a bowl and cover it with 3 cups hot water. Just stir 1 or 2 times and then let this mixture stand overnight on your counter. The next day, you can strain the rice from the water. You can also cook the rice the normal way. And then you give your pet 1 cup rice water. If it's cat, you probably want to give it a little bit less. And it's great for loose stools, skin allergies, a lot of itching. And most dogs and cats love it. I've generally seen dogs just lap it up. But if they don't like it, then don't try to give it to them. And give it a couple times a week if they do like it. It's really good for them. Some people wash their pets in rice water rinse. You leave it on their coat for a minute or two, and then you rinse it off. Rice water is loaded with B vitamins and amino acids. So it's very good for pets that are ill also. So just make sure the rice is organic. So hey, we're out of time, and I want to thank our producers for making this show possible. And you can go to my website, dogchef.com. You can also send me your questions or comments to Mickey@PetLifeRadio.com. So until next time, bon appetit, and don't forget to get out of town.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.